capturing your soul and moving your expectation to the highest point. The climax is upon you. VIP Tef B takes you to the peak. Let's go so high. Cloud 9 is what they said. Guess what? We're taking it up to a higher level. The climax with VIP Tef B is upon you. I do hope that you're doing well. Where you are, remember that we are 100% awesome and you are great because you're here. So tonight we'll be talking to an interesting individual that she chose her deepest point of change to her life. And we'll be talking about to her as to why she chose her road of sexuality, also what her personality is like. But before I say anything else, I would want her to introduce herself. Thank you for joining me.
Hi, good night.
Wonderful. Tell our listeners, introduce yourself to our listeners.
So, hi guys, my name is Desired. Boss Up Be Desired, that's the name of my channel. So you guys can go ahead and take a look.
Awesome. So you'll be looking at that. Desire, tell us, if we are supposed to ask you, who is Desire? What two words would you use to describe yourself as?
Desired is stubborn and adventurous.
He's stubborn and adventurous.
Yes.
That's an odd description. I usually hear persons would say that when you're asked to describe yourself or tell us who you are, you always get stuck. But you seem to have captured a view of what you would define yourself as. One of the reasons that I brought you on our show, The Climax, Voices of Today, is because we have an open and a safe space where we review and have conversations. So I don't just look at these segments or episodes as just talk or interviews. These are conversations. So you chose the road of lesbianism, and we're jumping in on it. You must be saying, "What? Oh my God!"
I'm pretty comfortable with it. So if you want to jump in, you can. If you want to dive in, no problem. I'm with you.
All right. So our listeners here and around the world, you're listening to me through your earphones or through your speakers in your car. Welcome and thanks for joining us. I'm VIP Tef B. The climax is all upon you. And you are at the best place that you are supposed to be. So you chose a road which, you know, even in the society, maybe in Jamaica, would suggest that it's something that is unaccepted.
Definitely. That's true.
And you find peace and comfort within it. First of Definitely. All, I've got to ask, what caused you to choose the road of lesbianism?
All right, so I knew that question would come. So with me, I have always known that I was gay. From I was a little child, I have known that I was gay. You know, when you're in primary school or primary school and everyone was crushing on a guy, I would be crushing on a girl. And some things that I have experienced in my life from younger time coming up until now, those helped me or drove me, well, not really drove, but those helped me to make the decision about my sexuality.
Mm-hmm. So it helped you. So let me ask you, how old, you said you were in primary school, in other jurisdictions and different locations, they would look at that being at maybe middle school or, you know, just leaving kindergarten. What were your thoughts when it came on to a guy back in the day? What did you think when you see them maybe as a child and you saw that men were talking to women and it was not something that was common. What was your thoughts and your views to that?
Well, I had no time to pay attention to men, to guys, to boys. I was always focused on the females. So, me being young, me looking at a guy is just, oh, you're a guy, you have a penis. She has a vagina. She's prettier. She's nicer. I want her, not you.
Interesting.
So, yeah, that's how it has always been.
So it became this way based off of a feeling. Most persons, I hope that you are that are out there listening to us are comfortable where you are. We are speaking with Desired. She is our guests on our conversations and voices of today, the climax with me, VIP TFB. And what we're looking at is she chose a girl instead of a guy. She said lesbianism is her way. Now, when you were younger, did you have any sort of experiences or relations which would have driven you further away from men or guys?
Definitely, definitely. I have had the experiences that would have driven me away from men because at one point, in Jamaica, when you're gay, people make you believe that something is wrong with you. And at one point, I felt like something was wrong with me. I felt like I wasn't worthy to go to church. I just felt unworthy. I felt like no one could understand me. So at some point, me feeling like that, everyone else was always telling me, oh, you need a boyfriend, you need a boyfriend. I did, let's say, talk to males before, but doing it just to make the people around me happy, I noticed that I was not happy in myself. And the experience that I had from male gender, that was awful because they don't know what they want. They cannot please a woman. They cannot connect with a female on a spiritual level as how a female would connect with a female and know what a woman wants. Yeah.
All right, so whilst you're suggesting this, are you saying to me that Jamaica is a country that is homophobic, or is it just a general worldwide thing?
Definitely, listen, Jamaica is homophobic, homophobic. Any way that you could pronounce it, that is the way it is in Jamaica. Lesbians, homosexuals, we are all looked down on in Jamaica. If you try to express yourself sexually, you are suddenly an outcast. Maybe you even get fired and don't know why you're fired. So that's the way it is in Jamaica.
Would you suggest that the differences on acceptance, as you would have described it, is as similar to racism?
Definitely, definitely.
Why would you
It
say that?
is a form of racism.
So you suggest it as a form of racism. So
Yeah.
you're being classed in a category of something that cannot be accepted. Let me ask you. If you're suggesting that the homophobia, as you guys would have described it in Jamaica, not only Jamaica but in the world, so we won't want to paint Jamaica in a bad picture at all, but this is the question: why is homosexuality right?
Why is it right? Why is it right? Listen, anything that makes you feel peace of mind, love, respect, joy, and interpersonal happiness and peace, that is right. So it doesn't depend on what sexuality you chose or how you live your life. Anything that gives you inner peace, that is the reason why it is right.
So some
Yeah.
persons would argue and suggest that persons are out there being serial rapists and they get a turn on. It's a fetish for them. And it's an extra connotation of spark to their minds. However, in some other person's mind, it's a violation to their own inner space, but to them, it is right. What would your arguments be to that?
Well, those people need to maybe see someone. I really can't comment on those people, but what I'm talking about is nothing illegal, or let's say nothing that is wrong. Like, me being with a female does not mean that I am going to go out and kill someone. It's in two different categories.
Mm-hmm.
So just put it in the right category and you should be okay.
Okay. So what would you like it to be categorized as?
Normal.
So you'd prefer it to be categorized as normal. So let me ask you, you made some comments earlier and you suggested that you saw a boy and he has a penis, okay, whatever. But a woman you saw, and it was an interesting thing. What was it that mostly that captured your views for a woman?
Wow. A lot of things. The whole, everything about a female captures me to them. The personality, the connection on a spiritual level, not just on a spiritual level. Because when you're speaking with a female, you connect heart and soul and body and mind. Everything connects to be with a female. So, you know, that's what drags everything about a female. Everything. There's not a flaw to me when it comes on to a female.
So we're going to be asking you some riveting questions right here on The Climax. Let me tell you something. As you listen to us, we find that you can have this inner space where you can have this enlightenment wherever you are, here and around the world. To you in Malaysia, I send my greatest regard to you. Australia and New Zealand, you're a part of the family, and I thank you for your support. Now, Desired, you made some statements that a man cannot please you in some ways, and you also stated about the spirituality of connecting. What do you firstly define as spirituality?
It's just the natural connect. You know, when you connect to a person soul to soul, meaning when you lay down all your flaws on the table to a person and a person is able to accept you throughout all your flaws and see the true beauty that is within, that's what I mean by connecting to someone spiritually, on a spiritual level.
So I'm going to ask you all of these questions, not in any way to have you feel any way discriminated, but I'm asking the questions that would have been asked so that your views would come through and be clear. So I'm going to be asking you this. What about the views are the question would have been, which would have been raised to say, a man does that too for a woman?
Yeah, all right, so a man does it too, but do they do it in the right way?
And what would you say is the right way?
Hmm?
What would you say is the right way?
The right way is, wow, that's a hella question. The right way is what you feel that is right, what you know is right intrapersonally. There are many different right ways. Mm-hmm. But it's what you know is right within yourself. For example, you have this guy, but he doesn't communicate with you. Doing it the right way means that you have someone that communicates with you constantly, you know, lets you know what's going on. Just an example.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So, and we're going to be talking about connection and what we're going to also talk about is the pleasure that is within the entire thing, within your mind. And one of the things that you're making reference to is the communication and the feeling what you feel. And a woman would understand. You gave that established point in the beginning to say a woman would understand you better because she goes through the same things. But the question is, whilst you understood that this is what you wanted and this is what you felt, was there any point in time where you had a feeling that you need to change.
Definitely, definitely. There was a point in my life where I felt like I needed to change. And at that point in life, I felt like I did not belong. I felt like I was outcast. I just wanted to fit in. At that point in time, that's where I said that, you know, I need to change just to feel normal. So, yeah, there was a point in my life where I thought that I needed to change.
And that was not by society. That was by just you having a personal view and feeling.
Well, a combination of both. Because, you know, with everyone around you pressuring you that what you're doing is wrong, you know, at the end of the day, when you sit down, you're going to hear their voices in your head and you're going to wonder, could it be true what they're saying? Or, you know, you're always going to have that thought in your head.
So what about those of us would have saying, what if you're, it could be your subconscious speaking to you and saying, you know, you need to change or something. Had those questions came to you in your mind at any point?
I wouldn't say that my subconscious came to me, because before I was being pressured, I never had that thought or even the view of that thought. It was after everyone started to come down on me and say, what you're doing is wrong, you're not accepted, stuff like that. That's when I believed that maybe I should change just to fit in, just to get everyone off my back.
So, you know, and feel free to transition from your patwa, your Jamaican language, and right back. But you know, persons in the Jamaican society would say and ask, or in around, maybe general in and around the world would ask, you say that the society is pressuring you and is against homophobia. And you can't feel it to go to church and all of those things. But what about those of us or persons that would be there? Because I'm not going to be saying that I'm persecuting anyone, because I just don't. I just think people have their views towards what they want in life. But if we just look at us, because I'm still a part of society, whether you're part of society. Mm-hmm. But the question is, when you are out there and you think about all of life's challenges, and do you think in any way that this is also supported and enhanced by even a minority or a great aspect of society out there?
Wow. Yeah.
Why do you say so?
All right. So, well, basically, I think that question answers for itself if you know about the whole thing that's happening here. But for most of the persons I know a lot of persons who are, let's say, undercover, are a lot of people who are gay but are not comfortable with coming forward and saying stuff like that.
So you're saying there are skeletons that are in the closet, and it's actually a general underground society which is existing in Jamaica but are not out there saying it.
Definitely.
So it raises the question I've got to ask as we're pulling the string. Don't feel bad about this. We're just getting your expose and pulling you through as we understand it. You're still a human being and we're not here to judge you. Just remember, this is your safe space and we're talking about it. Mm-hmm. Are you a part of any particular societies that is endorsing lesbianism and are strong supporting you, and you have that level of support?
Yeah, I am.
How large is it in Jamaica?
Very large. Very large.
There have been rumors spreading and information suggesting that not only are artists and popular personnel that are not only homosexuals but also lesbians within Jamaica and the climate, the climate itself. Is this true?
I won't call any names or say anything, you know, but sexuality is free for everyone. Your sexual preference is free for you as an individual. And a lot of persons would portray that they are straight, mm-hmm. but at the end of the day, they are gay or bisexual or pansexual. So, yeah.
So it is so. Now, we talk about you had maybe measures to mail and you've had experiences. Give us a general overview. Please tell us, what was it like with maybe your first experience? Give us a general overview and also what it was and what it felt like for you.
Firstly, it felt wrong. Like, it just felt wrong. But at the end of the day, I was like, oh my God, all right, I'm just doing this to fit in. But it was filled with arrogance, cheating. There's cheating everywhere, don't get me wrong. But being with a male, oh my God, the cheating was like out of this world, and the lying was like out of this world. Me being with a guy, the experience was, it was awful. Maybe it's the guy that I chose, I don't know, but the experience was awful. And me talking to other persons who are in heterosexual relationships, basically that's the same response that I get from them. With the person that I was with, he did not understand me. He was arrogant. He basically thought as females, as slaves to men. So I remember him saying at one point that males are superior beings and females are here to serve males. Therefore, I should do whatever he says I should do, and I should do it how and when he wants it to be done.
Now, that specific view, it's adulterated, and I will not support it by any means. I believe that persons are in a relationship for sharing. So that's all that I would say in terms of my views towards that statement at all that he would say. Do you believe though that men also make it bad and drive women to become lesbians?
Definitely, definitely.
Why so? Please elaborate. Please tell us.
All right. So when a man cannot come to a woman or to a woman and say, listen, this is what I want, this is who I am, I will not do that, I will do this, I will do that. Males don't do that. If a man wants just sex with a female, he's gonna tell that female that, listen, I love you to the moon and back, and I want to make life with you. I see you as my wife, I see you with my kids and everything like that. Being with a female at the beginning is just honesty. What do you want? Being with a female, you know exactly what the person is looking for. So if it's a person who really wants a relationship or wants someone to love and a family, that female will let you know that, listen, this is what I want. Being with a man, you don't know what to expect. It's like it's just an endless game, or you're in like a an
But
Xbox
let me
game
hop
or
in here
something.
and say, what about men that would have the similar view to women, and men would who would go out there and, as I made statements within my previous podcast, and say, hurt people, which therefore means that persons that have been in your hurtful situations will go out there and hurt other persons because they have been hurt, and it's a cycle of hurt that is unending. What about the men that are classified the good men that go out there and they look for a woman, and the woman would maybe show a bad face and reject them, and then they become callous towards men and then change their views? Why is it then so difficult for a man to get with a woman, and also the entire enthrall of games, and even when they're together? Why are there so much situations of lack of trust? And tell us some more about this.
Wow. So I didn't catch all of the question. Can you
Yeah,
go
sure. I'm
ahead
gonna go
and answer
once
that?
at a time, so I wouldn't want to overload you. And
Sure.
Just to have you know out there that you're looking, listening through to the Abit FB here, we're having conversations with Desired. She's a lesbian right here at the Climax. We're taking you so high, and we're asking questions that you out there are wondering answers to. And here is Desired giving you her harsh take and views and her feelings, her total emotions, and giving this level of outlet. This is your place, a safe zone. The Climax is where you come to hear great information and unravel the darkness into great light. So here we go. The question that I asked is, what about men that are out there that are feeling the same way, where it's just an unending level of game, where he's trying to get with a woman and it's such a hardship? Answer that one for me.
Well, it depends on how the guy goes to the female. Because if you're going to go to a female in a certain way, then you may not get through to them. You know, everyone goes through hurt. That's something that I would say is inevitable. Everyone goes through hurt. But it's how you deal with it and the approach that you give to a female. Because if you're going to just go to a female and be like, hey, I want you, give me a number, you're not gonna get through with that. So it depends on the approach, I would say.
So
if you're hurt,
are you saying though that they are not lesbian women, which we call dykes, or some persons would connotate them? Are you saying that type of behavior is not produced by a woman looking at another woman?
No, no.
So give us an overview as to what is the approach? Because in future casts, we're going to be asking questions. What is it that women really want?
Okay. So being approached by a dyke or a butch or even a stud, let's see. the approach would be like, hi, good morning. My name is, let's say, John. You know, I've seen you here a couple times, and I must say that you're really beautiful. If you would give me the chance to get to know you, that would be a pleasure to me. May I get to know you? That's an approach that I would get from a stud or a butch.
So are you saying to me that there are men out there that don't do this?
I have never heard of a guy that did that.
You have never heard of it?
Never.
Well, so I will not go and say that there's not a possibility of this existence out there. So you're saying to me that culture also has a lot to do with how relations are working. So basically, do you think that men in general also, and maybe persons in general, gay and heterosexual, or whatever they classify themselves, pansexuals, bisexuals, and everything else, might not be cultured well enough to build a conversation, to create the connection, to start off and spark a conversation, to create a relationship?
I would say so, because for most of what I have seen here, I would say yes to that. I don't believe that they're cultured enough, or, you know, thought how to really approach a real woman. If you're going to approach, like, just a girl, then that's a different approach than you would approach a woman or a lady.
So I'm going to put to you now, we're shifting gears here. Goodness gracious me, Jesus. So here we go. So we're shifting gears, and I'm going to ask you. Women would say to you, I've had women which would have made statements, because I like asking questions to hear others' views, and they'd say, me not in that. Me not believe in a woman having woman and these things. That's nastiness, them girl, their body girl, and these things. What are your thoughts to this? Because you have women that are just absolutely rejecting the aspect or the connotation of this level of sexual relation. What are your thoughts to this?
Well, that's just their opinion. What works for them, do it.
So it's not something to say that it's men that would say that you're all crazy because you should be taking men. Women are out there that are saying, you are just not doing the right thing, and they are strictly, you know, what they would say, quote unquote, dickly. Yes. What are your views to this level of talk? Have you been approached by a woman who would have scoffed at you, or had any sort of interaction which you would find yourself being, how I'm choosing my words carefully here, would have placed you in a position of discomfort and scoffing at you?
Definitely. Yes, definitely. Without a shadow of a doubt.
How did that make you feel?
That made me, oh my God, I don't think there is a word that could tell how I felt. I felt like I was not human. That's how I felt.
I'm gonna ask you this question too, as you made statements earlier too that men cannot please you. What is it that a woman does to another woman that a man is not able to do? Go ahead,
I
this is
must
go ahead and
say
speak freely and relax. We're here on the climax. We're going high now. We're climaxing within this conversation. So we're finding she's gearing up. I think she might be doing a bit of press ups over there, push ups, and maybe drinking some water. I wonder what's going on over there.
Well, let's just say a woman knows exactly what to do. You know, in a hetero relationship or a heterosexual relationship, it's just sex. With a female, in terms of pleasure, there is foreplay, there is romance, there is making love, and then there's the hardcore thing in one. So with a female, it's just different. And the thing is, with a female, they know exactly where to touch you. They know exactly how to touch you. They know the pressure to put on a one particular spot. They know where all your spots are. They know how to make you climax. So it's just like a female knows her body and she knows what she likes. And most of the time, what I like as a female, that's more than likely what you like as well. If you don't like the same thing, you're gonna like something close to it. So you can say the females know all the right spots to hit.
So guess what? We're gonna be asking deeper, and we're gonna finding out more. We're taking it. We're gonna be a hash. We'll be tagging this this show, this aspect episode, as PG-18, as we will not have children listen to it. So you'll be able to speak your truths and open up to the conversation and tell us more. So you're suggesting to me that a woman knows. Has the similar body makeup, so therefore they would have a clearer understanding as what to do to make you climax. And you were so great with the pun to use the name of the show. This is my question. What do you define sex as?
Wow, well, to me, sex is a physical, emotional, and spiritual bonding between two persons.
So what about the persons that are Christians or Muslims that are having spiritualities and would say you are abominating the word spirituality because you're doing something that is incorrect morally, scientifically, and everything else, which is from what you're created to do. What would you say to that?
Well, I would say everything is measured just the same. So if it is that you lie, it's the same thing. And if you lie, you could say the word spiritually in your lies, and it's still a sin.
So, are you suggesting that most of what you do and engage in is sin?
Listen to me now, true.
Please tell us. Because these are the questions that will be popping through. And we're speaking your truths. You're also representing, please note, you speaking here is not just speaking your truths, but you're representing other lesbians out there, and you're the voices for them getting LGBTQ. Out to speak of your truths. So go ahead. Yeah, so tell me, are you suggesting that you, some of the things that you do and engage in is sin?
Well, to be honest with you, in the Christian religion, it is said to be a sin. It is said to be a sin when a male or when a male and a male or a female and a female gets together. That is deemed to be a sin. But therein, in the Bible as well, it says that even if you think about the sin, you have already committed it. So
you're just accepting it that you're sinning, and that's that.
That's that. Like, I'm happy. Right. There are a lot of persons out there that are doing all sort of stuff, and they don't see anything wrong with themselves, or they don't see where they're sinning. So I'm happy. That's all that matters.
It would be within literature's read, suggesting that sex comes from sections of sexual organs which are of the opposite sex. Then it would go further to suggest that you're actually not having sex with a woman, you're just doing genitalia play. What are your views to this?
Well, if they want to call it genitalia play, that's their business. But it's sex to me, and it's good sex to me. So whatever they want to call it, that's up to them. But to me, it's bomb ass sex.
So you're saying that, we're going back to the part where you suggested that a woman would do some things to you, and what about the questions that are raised, as I just feel like someone is out there asking, that a man also does the romancing, the foreplay, the lovemaking, and also the connection to not only these zones that you spoke about that are different places to be touched. They're called erogenous zones, and defining it. I myself have studied the biological makeup of woman as I started within high school and going through doing different studies in my tertiary years too, and we spoke about the creative makeup of a woman and their emotional connection. What about the questions that are asked? A man is able to do the same things that you deemed that only a woman could do.
Well, I would say no. A man cannot do what a woman does.
Why do you say that?
Because a man is not a woman, and only a girl knows how a girl feels.
So the only difference from what you're suggesting is just that what a man is not able to do, what a woman is able to do, is because he's not able to emotionally connect.
Not only emotionally connect.
What else?
What? Some men, let me try to break it down. Some men, they just believe that sex is just thrusting. And then when a man ejaculates or arrives or comes, then it's
or
done.
Climaxes.
Climaxes. So that's not it. As I said, a woman knows exactly what a woman wants. When a man can't help themselves by climaxing, a woman can.
So what about the questions that would be posed? You know, I just have a strong feeling of bringing through our awesome Dr. Karen Carpenter here on the show. Goodness gracious me. Now, the question is, what about those persons that would say, there are those that are out there that would relate and call themselves AKA 50 Shades of Grey or 365, and they're able to create that environment to spruce up and stimulate and not only create additional orgasms and climaxing for a woman, but create a feeling that they've never felt before. What are your thoughts?
what are my thoughts on that? Well, I'm not gonna lie. There are like one out of 1,000 or one out of 100 that maybe can do that, but it's not something that every man is blessed with.
Mm-hmm.
If you get me.
Mm-hmm. I can understand. So this is my other question to you, because we're moving through quite strongly. Oh, me, oh, my. The climax is on fire, and we're taking it so high. Now, I'd want to ask, as in for a relationship with a woman, the normality that you feel daily in coming through in maybe having sex or whatever, have you at that point felt that you needed a penis?
No. No, I don't. Mm-hmm. I don't.
So you're suggesting that there is just an... So what about those, the questions that would be asked about, you're using an artificial stuff? A woman needs to be filled up and things of this sort.
Well, the artificial stuff works better than the real thing, because the artificial thing cannot die. The real thing can die. The artificial thing can vibrate. Can the real thing do that? No.
So when you say artificial, remember, you have to give us a clear understanding. Are you referring to vibrators, or are you referring to
dildos, sex toys, stuff like that?
So what sort of sex toys does a lesbian actually use? Please feel free to tell us.
No, there's a lot. Like mainly, if you are a masculine female, then you're gonna have your dildos, but then you have your vibrators. It depends on the level of sex that you will go to, or it depends on the boundaries that your partner has. So if it's a no boundary relationship, then there's gonna be a lot of toys. If it's a BDSM or a relationship that you like to do, like, you know, that in, then there are gonna be different sets of toys. So it really depends on the level of comfort or the boundaries that a person has.
Mm-hmm. For those of you who do not know what BDSM is, go and research it. Now, don't be insulted. I'm just not gonna explain that to you. I'm just going through mentally and reviewing all that you're saying. And one of the questions that I want to ask is, whilst you're living your life and you're saying that you're comfortable and you're strong, one of the questions that are asked is, I have seen where masculine women have gotten pregnant. What are your thoughts to this?
It really depends on how they got pregnant. Is it that they're having a child with a female partner, or is it that they went to a male to have that child, or is it an agreement that that masculine female had with her femme or her feminine female that she would get pregnant? So it depends on the situation behind it, because seeing a masculine female, a stud or a butch or a stem, pregnant, there is always something behind it. What if they're trying to have a child, or what if she has a partner and they want to have the child together? So that's a whole different thing. But seeing a masculine female pregnant, I know that with some of my masculine friends, mm-hmm. It's not something that they're normally comfortable with, but it's something that they will do if it's that their femme or their girlfriends cannot get pregnant. They'll go ahead to step up and carry the child.
So a woman cannot impregnate another woman. So mm-hmm. We're going to come clear and ask, did they go have sex with a man? Or
no.
Is there a mechanisms to have themselves impregnated? Are you suggesting that there might be some doctors, or
sure,
how does this happen?
Doctors. I think it's artificial insemination. That's the correct word.
So you're suggesting
So,
that even in the tropics, in the Caribbean, in Jamaica, over there, there are actually persons that would go out and go to a doctor, spend some money as a lesbian, and get a doctor to maybe use a syringe or whatever mechanisms that they would use and insert it into a butch, a woman butch or a dyke, and impregnate her?
Definitely, of course.
These are some shocking revelations. I didn't know these things. And I
Well,
bet most of our audience too are saying, is that so? So you're suggesting to me that they never took the natural route?
no.
But what about the women which would have suggested that most of these women that are lesbians, they actually want to have sex with a man, they want a penis?
Well, those are not lesbians.
What are those classified then within your community?
Well, those we would classify them as bisexual or bicurious.
So they're bicurious, but this is an interesting thing. So it seems to me that in being a lesbian, it's a structured process because I recognize that not only is a woman's life very complex in her mind, but you made some statements too, as even while you'd have sex, it's a combination of all things and everything in one. But it seems to me that there's some sort of a stages that would have taken place even in lovemaking, because you've made statements that there is a lovemaking, there is the foreplay, and there is all of these. It seems to be highly structured. How else is it that a lesbian's life is structured?
I would say they're structured in everything we do. Things are more organized being with a female. Things are not all over the place. There are so many situations, but I cannot think of one in
All right, so I'm
particular
going to
right
ask you the question then so that you don't have a brain block. When you suggest that it's structured, is it that you plan your days and you have days when you sit and you have your conversations to reflect on your emotional sides, and then you have the days when you have sex and you have the days when you just go ahead and plan what your future should look like or how you should run away or what is it like?
All right, so we don't plan on sex. Sex just happens. So let me get that out of
So
the
you're
way.
suggesting to me that you, as a lesbian, have a high sex drive?
Definitely.
Why is that
What can
so?
stop me? Listen, lesbians have higher sex drive. That I think lesbians have a higher sex drive than
An average
hetero
female.
people. Yes.
Why?
I would think so. But in terms of us planning our day, like some days it's just you get up and you let the day flow. But being in a lesbian relationship, you will plan with your partner what you want to achieve this year, next year, and the years to come. So there would be a structure, there would be a plan that you would be working towards, whether it is individually or as a couple.
Interesting. All right, so this is my other question to you. Whilst you have we've dissected what it is in difference between being a woman and also the difference between a heterosexual relationship between a woman being with a man and a man being and a woman being with a woman. Do you find that within a lesbian relationship there is the high level of cheating, or there is, in cases, that level of cheating, or there is this level of conflict and distrust and all of that?
All right, so there is cheating in any relationship, whether it's a gay, lesbian, heterosexual relationship, there is cheating in every kind of relationship.
But
But
one would argue though, to say that you have found the right person for you because you're a woman, and a woman would understand you best, because a woman can love, can make love to a woman like no other man can do, as you've made your arguments and your statements. Why is it then, if you would be cheating if you have found the one, if you're that happy, and if you have found that level of peace, and it's so amazing and it's a bomb?
Okay, well, what I can say is that a lot of persons are confused, and confusion is one of the biggest problems in a lesbian or gay relationship. Being confused is the number one cause of breakup in a homophobic or lesbian relationship. So let me just get that out of the way. Now, when I say there is cheating in every kind of relationship, but there is just a certain percentage, or I would say not everyone does it. Out of 10, you maybe find like two cheating in a lesbian relationship. In a hetero relationship, out of 10, you maybe find 5 out of 5 cheating. So they're cheating everywhere, but lesbians, that's not something that happens constantly, or that's not something that you'd normally have to look into or worry about when you're with a lesbian. But if you're with someone who is confused, then that's always going to be a problem, or you're always going to have to gear up and wonder if that's going to happen. So, you know, there's mistrust everywhere, because if you were with someone before, for example, a female being with a female, and that person lied to you or cheated on you, then you're going to have mistrust. It's just like being in a hetero relationship. You know, lesbians are not superhuman. We have the same emotions. And lesbians, most of us, we wear our hearts on our sleeves. So when we find a partner, we would put everything out to them to let them know that, listen, this is how I am, this is what I'm looking for, and that's what's that. So if you do that to a person, and then that person is confused, or that person cheats on you, then you're automatically going to have some emotional scars.
Indeed, the climax is taking some high transitions. Desired is with us. VIP Tefby is my name, and you that are listening are awesome because you chose to go high. Now, this is one of the things that I want to ask too, that even though you've expressed all of that, you also stated that confusion would be one of the number one thing. In terms of confusion, explain just a bit to give our listeners an understanding of when you say confusion. Is but you made a statement that when a woman would be looking another woman to get them, they would go out and make the proper approach. How is it then that they would be confused? Women are more selective than men.
All right, so when I say confusion, I don't mean like just regular confusion. I mean confused about your sexuality. Being
So,
in
is so. Let me just jump in there. I'll allow you, but I must ask to get a bit of clear understanding. When you say with their sexuality, is it that you have some, let me say, sub general sexual views within lesbianism, like you have a woman liking a dyke, or a woman liking a female girl, and they're both feminine in some ways, so they're not the masculine lesbians but the feminine lesbians. Is that what you're referring to?
No. What I'm referring to is that, all right, so for example, all
Sure, it's all right.
right, so for example, you and I go into a lesbian relationship. You are a straight lesbian, and I say I am a lesbian, But further down in the relationship, I become confused and start to question, what if I'm actually bisexual and not a lesbian? And then at the end of the day, I start to speak with a guy, or I come to you as my partner and say that, listen, I think I'm bisexual. I'm having feelings for a guy. That's what I mean by confusion.
Okay. All right. So we'll be jumping in on it in just a mo. We'll be taking a short break and grabbing back at the climax right here. Changing life's wording can be hard. Limit the suppression of life's perspective and be inspired by the forces changing your life. This is The Climax with VIP Tev B, your new home for voices of today. So let me thank you so very much for recapturing us once again on The Climax. We are here with Desired. Online, on her Instagram, she is Desired, am I correct?
B_Desired, D-E-E-S-Y-R-D.
Uh-huh. And on YouTube?
It's Boss Up Be Desired. That's D-E-S-I-R-D.
So that's Boss Up Be Desired. I know all of you are going to be running to see Awanda-U. But she's very much anonymous. This is where we're not going to have any sort of judgments at all. It's a safe space. Whatever views you have, whatever it is, sure. But at the end of the day, I must state this clearly. We're all human beings. So regardless of whatever views or conflicts that you'd have in your mind to certain aspects of people's lives and how they choose to live, it's still their lives. This is how I see it. The Climax is where you find your peace of mind and 100% serenity in speaking your own truths. So we spoke about the relationships, especially within the world of being a lesbian. One of the other things that we're looking at too is how cheatings take place within a lesbian relationship and how healthy it is. One of the other questions that would jump out at me here is, persons would say, uno doing scissoring, uno eating front, as these are connotations in Jamaica. What kind of nastiness? What are your thoughts to this?
Well, my thoughts on it is that, you know, everyone does what they're comfortable with. So not in every gay relationship you find oral sex happening. It's rare, but not in every relationship there's oral sex or anything like that. So it's basically what you are comfortable with that you do.
So let me ask you, are you saying to me that when you are having sex, you don't do oral sex? Is that what you're trying to say?
I didn't say me, I said some people.
So we're talking not to some people, but Desired.
Well, then what's a Desired? Desired is gonna do what is desired, okay?
So you're saying you go all out and you do everything?
Well, not really everything, but I do my thing. I'm quite good at what I do, you know.
And I'm gonna ask you the questions too. Because once you're trying to hide behind the cloud, we're going to be asking you, what is it?
I get my knife and my fork. Sometimes I get my napkin and I devour. What are you talking about?
Okay. So you're strong and proud that you're able to orally stimulate another woman to a climax and all of that. Now, The other thing that I'd ask is, when you are within a lesbian relationship, have you found yourself being alone and yearned to have a partner, and you're just saying, there's no good woman out there, as how some men would say, there's no good woman out there, and some women would say, there's no good man out there.
Yeah, definitely. Being a lesbian does not mean that you're excluded from certain feelings. You have those feelings just the same. There are times when you're lonely. There are times when I am lonely. There are times when I wish I had someone who was there, or I wish I had a partner, stuff like that. So being a lesbian does not exclude you from certain emotions.
So there was a conversation sometimes that said, there was this girl that she stated that she's a lesbian, and another woman was there. She's a heterosexual, and she said, "Go on, man, you dey go on somewhere. A man you want, a proper man you want to catch you and breed you." What are your thoughts to this?
That's just wrong.
Why is it wrong?
Because if a person is a lesbian, it's not up to you to decide what they want. We have already made the decision within ourselves what we want. So it should not be your opinion to tell us what we would want to bring us straight. We know who we are already.
So, what do you as a lesbian consider as insults to you?
Well, to be honest, I'm pretty much used to everything right now. So nothing that a person says can actually insult me anymore. But before, people would say, "What you are like," they would say, "Look at the sodomites, or look at the crosses, or you're gay, you don't belong," stuff like that. But it honestly doesn't. It doesn't bother me anymore because I'm comfortable with my skin. I'm comfortable with who I am. So what people say is just what they think. It's not who I am.
Psychology would tell me that providing yourself with the reassurance of a brain block, or providing yourself with a high level of tolerance to ignore, does not overshadow the truth that a feeling still exists. When these things are said to you, tell us the truth. How do you actually feel?
Listen, I am being as honest as I can. What I have noticed with hetero people, when they call you a lesbian or when they call me a lesbian, they expect me to react and be like, "Oh, go da 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 yourself," or go eat some whatever, or go whatever."
So insult them.
They go ahead.
So to insult them, to react in a negative manner.
Yes, but when I say thank you, I know who I am. Now, who are you? They are super insulted. They're offended. They're everything because I don't give them the response that they're looking to get because I know who I am. And psychology says one thing, but I know what's happening in me. I know me personally, interpersonally. I know me deep down. So that works for me. I'm okay with myself. There's no insult that a person can give me about my sexuality that will make me feel bad. That doesn't work with me.
At this time, you're alive on the climax. You're coming through strong, and you have a voice. How does this entire enthrall make you feel?
Enthrall.
Or should I, let me change it and say expose.
Expose. Well, it makes me feel like I have a voice for people who does not have a voice. For persons out there who are LGBTQ, and you're probably in the closet, or you don't know who to talk to, or you feel alone, or you don't know you just don't know. I feel that you hearing my voice right now will help you to bring some kind of closure, some kind of hope to you, to let you know that you are okay. Nothing is wrong with you. Be yourself. And only when you become yourself, then you'll find true happiness. So me being here right now, I feel like I am doing something good for the young girls and even the young guys who are out there, who are not too sure about what they are they're afraid to come out. My voice should be the light in the darkness to let you know that you're okay.
All right. So some persons, I think they'll be jumping out and saying, why are you supporting this VIP TV? I am not doing anything of supporting, or I what I want to do is to have a clear understanding and allow others to, you see, before, this is what we need to do generally as human beings. I recognize there's no level of slowing down to hear. It's about creating and formulating a view, listening to respond, then listen to have an understanding. And you providing your views is a clear understanding as to what your grounds are. I'm not a gay person. I am not a person that sets anyone on. I believe that people have their free space to do what they believe is best. Beyond this, we have to understand that before we create a preconceived notion, we have to understand where people are coming from. And I congratulate you for being able to be strong enough to come through here and speak your mind and speak your truths. The question is, now, how many of you, when I say you, I said how many of you that are listening, that are out there, that are within the category as Desired made mention that she's representing her people, she's representing her drive. How many of you that are out there in the closet? That's a question. And are you certain that you found who you are? Now, you, Desired, you've made your statements and you are coming through so strongly. If you were to go ahead and to change something within yourself and within your life, this has nothing to do with your sexuality, but just as an individual, what would it be that you would improve?
I would change my stubbornness.
Why would you change your stubbornness?
Because I'm super stubborn. Like, I believe that sometimes that's what holds me back sometimes, but I'm too stubborn to even believe that. Mm-hmm. So I would go ahead to just change or improve my stubbornness or the way how I view things. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So we're going to put away and put aside the high questions that are asked by not only everyone else, and putting away the lesbianism and your sexuality. We want to talk to you as an individual. Let's take away the sexuality and everything else.
Mm-hmm.
You as a person, what are your thoughts? How is it for you emotionally, as an individual?
Well, I'm human. As an individual, I feel every emotion that there is. I feel happiness, I feel joy, I feel hurt, I feel pain, I feel anxiety. I feel every emotion as a human would.
Well, I'm not dehumanizing you at all, you know. What I ask these questions even generally to other persons. Yeah, how are you feeling today? You understand? Where's your partner? Get your partner online. Are you there with your partner? You want to share your feelings, your views as to how you'd want to be better as a person, as a how can I say, as a as maybe in your career, I gathered too that you did some studies of tourism. Is this correct?
Yes, that's right.
So it seems to me that the Climax seems to be doing a lot of reviews and listens clearly. So the Climax is not only a safe haven, but the Climax is also a factual place that captivates your true emotion. So we're talking about emotion now, generally.
In terms of you mentioned if my partner's here, I don't have a partner at the moment, so it's just me. And yeah, I did study tourism. I'm not sure how you knew that, but I did.
Do you feel empowered? What empowers you and motivates you as an individual?
What empowers me and motivates me as an individual? My family motivates me to go on, keep on moving. What empowers me as an individual? I believe that I empower myself. I'm all about female empowerment. I'm all about embracing your naturality, your everything about you. I'm all about that. So I empower myself.
These are some strong points coming through right here on the Climax. Now, you've been not only a great sport, but you've also been strong in bringing your views and your strengths across. In this level of interaction, for the next 3 years, what are your expectations?
My expectation. I expect to become a gay rights activist. That is my dream. That is my goal. That is what I want to do. I want to help young, old, middle-aged people who are a part of the LGBTQ community and have no one to talk to or no one to stand up for them. I want to be the person that stands up for them. I want to be the voice of the underdog. I want to step up in my community and help people who are like me, help people who felt like how I felt when I was little and I believe that there was no one. I want to be that voice. Personally, everyone wants to have personal achievements. For me, I love animals. I want to further my studies to become a vet. But at the end of the day, my passion would be to help people in my community, especially in Jamaica and in the Caribbean, where being a homosexual is or lesbian is deemed upon. You are not seen as a regular person. You're seen as something less than a human. I want to be the voice to that little girl that or that little boy to let them know that nothing is wrong with you. That's just who you are. You're okay. Nothing's wrong with you. I want to be that voice. Yes.
Do you want to be? Thank you so very much for sharing your personal goals. As we conclude upon the Climax, I'd want to know, as a general statement and view, is it that for the future, or is it that you're already expecting to change and normalize the relations of not only the LBG community and here in Jamaica, but is it that it's something that's already in the play? Maybe it's not public, but it's already in the play.
Well, I would say it is in the play, but it's not enough. Like let's say out of 100, there would be like one gay rights activist. So it's not enough. It's just a pin in a bucket. It's not enough.
Let me thank you for bringing your strong views upon the climax and demystifying some questions that were there to ask and some things that persons have not been clear on. We heard it from you, Desired. Remember that you can capture us online on iTunes, Overcast, on Google Podcasts, along additional platforms. Go ahead and give us your last thought.
My last what?
Thought.
Thought. Okay. So, my last thought would be just be yourself. That is all. Be yourself.
Well, let me thank you so very much, Zared, for joining us here in the climax. The climax takes you to a spontaneous level where what you never expected is what comes through to you. And therefore, your ears have no time to become bored. I gotta thank you here and around the world.